This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. Again, my name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And to all you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities regarding the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. You know, small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Dr. Brett Spradlin with Divine Design Natural Health. Welcome, Dr. Brett. Thank you for joining us and being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Want to know more about Divine Design Natural Health? But before we jump into that, would you like to share anything with us about you and your family?
About me and my family? Yeah. I have a wonderful wife. I have two wonderful dogs, and we have a huge family of patients who trust us with their health care, and I'm honored and privileged and blessed to be able to do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah, I wanted to let you give a shout out for your wife because she was helping us get on the podcast and everything, communicating a little bit. So thank you, Nadia. Yeah. Thank you for all your help.
She does it all, man. Helps with everything.
Yeah, there you go. She's the backbone, right? Well, I tell you what, jumping into Divine Design Natural Health, just kind of tell us about your business. What is it you offer to our listeners out there?
Absolutely. Well, in short, we say we naturally and affordably solve any health problem that walks through the door with no drugs, no surgery, and no kidding. And we do that because everything we use is ancient and everything we use is biblical. We use light and water and heat and electricity, plants and animals, and my hands. We'll get more into that, I'm sure, farther down the road. But the fact of the matter, people have never been really allowed to believe that they can be as healthy as they become when we get into their corner. And our tagline is, we're saving lives ahead of time. We just get people so healthy that they don't need the drugs and they don't need the surgeries anymore. And we'll get more into that. Our stats, statistically, about 90% of everybody who comes in to see us gets within 50 to 90% better across every one of their symptoms within the first 90 days.
Wow, that's a good record. Yeah, that's an awesome record. Well, tell us, who is your typical patient that you serve?
Typical patient. That's a good one. I'd say between, 25 to 65 year old, usually females, usually married Christian females, really. Usually they've got dozens of symptoms. Usually they've been treated by a few different specialists. They're missing anywhere between 3 to 6 organs. They're on anywhere between 5 to 25 medications. They have no idea why they're sick, and they've been paying tens of thousands of dollars for insurance over the course of decades with no answers in sight.
Wow. That's a grim existence and future. So absolutely, if that's people that you can help and help them get off the things that are eventually hurting them even worse, that'd be amazing. So tell us about your journey, Dr. Brett. How did you go from, the childhood into adulthood and decide to go into chiropractic?
Oh, geez, that's a long one too. But I'll say, as a child, had horrible allergies, had no idea why, had horrible skin problems, no idea why, had horrible dental health with no answers in sight. And then I just thought that was normal. Everyone around me, same thing. Got into college. Studied theatrical performance and jazz studies in college. And then I would always wonder why around family gatherings and reunions and things, a lot of my family members, aunts, uncles, cousins would all be talking about their diseases and which doctor visits they went to and blood pressure and their cancer and their heart problems and this and that, dermatologists and things. And I always wondered, why is that? And is that the case in every family? And as I got older, I realized it was pretty common. And shortly after that, worked in a hospital for 3 years. We'll come back to that, I'm sure, because I never saw anyone get better while I was working there for 3 years. And I kind of witnessed the inner workings of drug reps and doctors and how that all works. You know, I watched my grandparents go in for routine procedures and they never came out. I watched aunts and uncles, same thing. And then I saw, you know, kind of the inside behind the scenes footage of just the deterioration of American healthcare, wondering why in the most prosperous nation in history, we had all the drugs and surgeries and procedures and oncology centers in every town, but people were still getting sicker. I've lived in 8 states, traveled extensively, been all over the place and performed in music and theater for a lot of years. And then the kind of the fulcrum of my whole journey was when I was living in Colorado for a few years and I got in a dirt bike accident, broke my wrist, ended up in the emergency room. And from that day forward, you know, something switched in me. And I went to get another degree in biomedical sciences, went on to chiropractic school. So I've gotten 3 bachelors, 4 minors, a doctorate, 2 postdoctorates, spent way too long in school. And I learned throughout that journey, I kind of learned the one thing that schools don't teach, medical doctors don't talk about, hospitals don't tell anybody about. And that one thing is the key to human health, and it's nutrition. And so then I moved to Cleveland in 2013, started the practice in 2014, knowing that I had the answer and knowing that I had a better way. I just had to find the right people and the right tribe to get in contact with. And ever since then, we hit our 10-year anniversary last couple months ago, I guess. And we're constantly growing. It's a business. It's a ministry. It's a business tree is what I like to call it. God's blessed us the whole way. And we serve multiple states, and soon we'll be going internationally. And we have thousands of hours of education on our website, so people can check out Divine Design Academy on our website. We've never advertised. We only hire patients who have a testimonial that can relate to other future patients. And we didn't even really have a sign until just a couple of years ago, and that was by no choice of mine. So that's the long story condensed down into a very short one.
It's a very interesting story. You said you don't hire anyone unless they've been a patient that has gotten good results. That's an interesting concept. At least Everybody in your clinic somebody walks in, everybody in your clinic has got something good and positive to say about, hey, I had this problem and the chiropractic helped. So that's an awesome testimonial there.
That's the idea. And let's just say I didn't come up with that. That wasn't my idea.
You know, when it comes to chiropractic, old school chiropractic, you know, had some bad reps. Chiropractic has come a long way. Your image, I'm speaking about not only your methods of technology, but the image has come a long way now. But still, some people have heard remnants of some of the old stuff. So what are some of the myths and misconceptions that come around that you could kind of help people dispel?
Oh my goodness. How much time do you have? there's a few. As far as chiropractic goes, some of the biggest ones are that chiropractic is only advisable for neck pain, back pain, and headache. And even a lot of chiropractors still believe that. And a lot of people think it's only for pain. They think it's, oh, if you have a long leg or a short leg or a hip that's out of alignment or whatever, that's the only time you go to chiropractors. And that's not the case. Most diseases really don't ever cause pain, if you really think about it. Diabetes, depression, I could name, you know, multiple sclerosis. I mean, thousands of diseases out there don't actually cause pain. So if you just wait for pain to show up, you're kind of riding in the back seat. Chiropractic, as far as that goes, you know, a lot of people come to me after 30 years of going to a chiropractor, and they have 2 fake hips and a fake knee or two. And so for me, that tells me a lot because I wonder what were they being educated on? And so as far as chiropractic goes, that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions is that it's just for pain, and people will take whatever their insurance company gives them, or, oh, I've got 12 visits for the year, whatever. And so we don't mess with insurance. And so we kind of dispel that myth very quickly with a lot of people. But like you said, the times have changed and many people have figured out that there has to be a solution to the ailing health of the United States. Chiropractic is the largest drug-free, surgery-free profession in the world. So if they don't understand chiropractic, then the only choice they're going to have is drugs and surgery. So I'd say, as far as chiropractic goes, that's the biggest one as far as chiropractic goes. As far as the other things that we do, as far as like the misconceptions and myths about food, we always hear it. People who say, I already eat healthy, or I'm a vegetarian, or I'm a vegan. That's a big problem. Medicine, when people say, my doctor just wants to give me pills, they're not understanding that that's all that their medical doctors can do by license and by law. And if the doctor doesn't give pills, then they're going to get in trouble. There's a big misconception too, myths about medicine that, everything that medicine does is traditional and conventional, whereas everything that people like we do is complementary and alternative. And I would just posit the idea that, well, your bypass surgeries and your other medical interventions are brand new. They've never been invented before until, 20, 30, 60, 80 years ago. Whereas what we do with light and water and heat and electricity and plants and animals, I mean, everything that we use in my practice is ancient. It's been around forever. Yeah. And so we are conventional and traditional, whereas the other side of things, bypass surgeries and antibiotics, that's brand new. That's the complementary and alternative. And I would say people think that, especially with the events of the last 4 years, that pharmaceuticals and things like that measure results in how many lives are saved, but that's not the case. Pharmaceuticals measure results in quarterly sales and profits.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing for people to understand. Insurance wise, people have to understand a myth. This is a trail we could go down for a long time, but like, as far as insurance goes, your insurance is only going to pay for drugs or surgeries or procedures that lead to further drugs and surgery. And that's a massive myth and misconception that people don't have. And then I'd probably say detoxification. That's another myth. People don't know that they need to detoxify, that anything that comes in or on your body has to be eliminated by either urination, defecation, perspiration, or respiration. So you're either going to pee, poo, breathe, or sweat it out. And if people don't, if people live in central air conditioning and they never let them see a sweat with their antiperspirants, and if they take antihistamines and anidiarrheal drugs, they're going to run into some problems when their body gets too toxic to be healthy. Diseases, I'd say there's a bunch of myths and misconceptions with diseases. People think every disease is genetic, or every disease is, that diseases run in people's families, like allergies and autoimmune problems and chemical and hormonal imbalances. But if you really looked at things, those things don't even exist. They're actually just symptoms of a deeper problem, and your body's trying to communicate with you. So for instance, if a doctor tries to fix your chemical imbalance by giving you chemicals, you're going to have a bigger chemical imbalance. So I'd say those are
a lot of information. Reason. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of info.
That's a lot of good information. Cause I talked to a gentleman one time that was, he was up in age. He said, that once upon a time they treated doctors. I think he was a medical doctor, if I remember correctly, but it's been a long time. He said once upon a time they treated the schools where the doctors went to become a doctor taught them to cure people. Now they teach it to manage. Exactly. So he said it was a lot different now. And a lot of that came because of the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies. So it's good information that you just gave. Let's step outside of work for just a moment and talk about Brett and Nadia. What do y'all like to do for fun?
Well, I like to say, when you do what your purpose is, what God's purpose is for your life, when you do those things, you don't ever work a day in your life. So we just love, we love everything we do. We love our patients. We love what He's blessed us to be able to do every day and to guide people back to health. So we look at work as being a vacation anyway. But when we're not at work, we do. I'm constantly at seminars or conferences or summits or business building seminars or continuing education. We're always trying to stay ahead of the powers that be, because there are some interesting things happening in the world right now, and we have to stay. We spend a lot of our time trying to stay five or six steps ahead of what we're going to start seeing. We're working on other We've got other businesses too that we work on when we're not actually at the office. We travel. I'm constantly reading, writing, publishing stuff, and putting together classes for our wellness workshops, building our social media, planning our world takeover, you know, we like to say. I love skiing. I was a ski instructor in Colorado for a while. So, you know, alpine, telemark skiing, snowboarding, mountain biking, stuff like that. Camping, hiking, national parks. I'm a national park junkie. So yeah, I love national parks. I love being outside in God's creation.
So when you say you give classes, where do most of those classes take place at, Dr. Brett?
At the office at Divine Design Natural Health in Cleveland, Tennessee. So we do classes. We used to do about one every 2 weeks. And I did that for about the first 10 years. And just within the last few months, we've kind of cut it back to once a month because we've got so much content on our website that people can access at any time. And so a lot of the topics are already handled and on our website at the divinedesignnaturalhealth.com. If you go to the patient tab, new patient tab, or I believe it's patient information tab, and just scroll down to videos, you'll see hundreds of hours of things there. And at the office, and we do one each month now. We're doing one a month, and we've got some other things going on, other classes on other topics, but those are at the office, and they're about once a month.
Okay. Well, you've given us a lot of information that honestly I didn't expect. It's been great. And I know there's maybe some other questions that I thought I might ask, but because of what you've told us and gave us, I just feel like maybe it's appropriate to just kind of ask this question now. If there's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about Divine Design Natural Health that they may not know on their own without you telling them, you could shout it from the rooftop, as I like to say, what would it be?
One thing? Gosh, how would I narrow that down? I would have to say, I'll tell you the same thing I tell every patient that comes in, I guess. It would be just this one thing. If you do everything we tell you to do, as long as we tell you to do it, you'll never need another doctor's office.
Wow. That's a solid guarantee there. That's if you do everything he tells you to do. That's the key though. Everything, right? Can't just do part of it.
Yeah. And the good thing about that is when we say do everything we tell you to do, it's going to become over a very short amount of time. Once you come in the office and you read the books and you watch the documentaries and you watch the classes and you educate yourself on these things, what people think originally is going to be this insurmountable, you know, workload, all of a sudden becomes, they start seeing their lives get easier. They start seeing they're saving more money because they're not dishing out premiums and deductibles and copays and running their kids, you know, twice a month to Vanderbilt or Johns Hopkins. And they start seeing like, wait a minute, this actually gets easier. This is an easier way to live my life. And I don't have to suffer and I don't have to be in fear of some diagnosis just dropping out of the sky. Yeah. So when we do what we ask you to do, it's very simple things. And as long as we ask you to do it, eventually it becomes a lifestyle to people and they never go back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I really enjoyed this. I feel like I've learned a lot. I'm sure some of our listeners would love to know, hey, how do we find out more? How do we get in touch? What this great website he's telling us about. So kind of give, whether online or offline, tell us how people can contact you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, divinedesignnaturalhealth.com. That's the website. We have been permanently censored off of YouTube. We've been permanently censored off of Vimeo for years now. And so people can still find us on Facebook. They can find us on Instagram. They can find us on Noster, which is many people probably don't quite know about that yet, but it's a social media platform. You can at the website, actually, you can read all kinds of articles and things that we've put there. I wrote the entire website. I wrote every word on the thing. And if you go to the website and just go to, like I said before, patient information tab, and then if you go to videos, you can watch some of the presentations and some of the classes we've taught over the last 10 years. And that would clue people in a lot. They can also call the number 423-800-6800. And we're right here in Cleveland, Tennessee, 3800 Keith Street. And all the videos, too, by the way, on the website, you can watch them on any platform you want. BitChute, Brighty on Facebook, Odyssey, and Rumble. Somehow we've been censored off YouTube and Vimeo, but we're still somehow alive on Facebook, but we're heavily censored and heavily shadow banned because of the content of what we're teaching.
Okay. Well, I understand Rumble doesn't do that to folks, so maybe that's a good option, too. You talking about, I like Rumble myself, but...
Great. Rumble's the favorite with all of our patients out of those five platforms. It seems like everybody likes Rumble a lot more.
Yeah, I have no stake in Rumble. I'm just this is my one of my preferred methods of watching stuff. So that's why I'm familiar with it. But Dr. Perez, wonderful meeting you today, sir. And thank you for being on our podcast and for sharing all this information with our listeners.
Absolutely, Scott. Anytime. Let me know if you need anything. It's been a pleasure. We appreciate you.
Love the pleasure has been all ours too. And to all the good neighbors of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Dr. Brett and learning more about Divine Design Natural Health, I know he hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer. Remember them when you need or want the products and services they provide. Look at his website and check everything out that he's telling you about. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all, the listeners, for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.